We're up to Siman Tuf Tzadi, the Tfilos of the rest of Pesach. B'yom Sheni, Kohen B'Parshas Emor, Shoru Chesev, Atzof Einyan. On the second day of Yom Tov, this is talking in Chutz Loretz, you read the Parsha of Shoru Chesev, which discusses Dinyani Ma'adim, and it also mentions, discusses Pesach. And Maftir, you say the same as Yom Rishon. And the Haftorah is in Melachim, B'Pesach the Yoshio. The current Pesach described by Yoshio, Vayishach HaMelech, starting from Vayishach HaMelech. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a fascinating minhag that on the second day of Yom Tov, add something at the Suda, Zecher, to the Suda's Esther, Shebayomuhu Nisla Haman. Haman was hung on Tes Zayin Nisan, you know, right after the second party that Esther had with Ahasuerus and Haman. And they quote, there's a remez to this, in the Haftorah from the previous day, from the first day of Pesach, Vayishvos Haman Mimacharas Ba'ocha. And the man finished on the day, on the next day. Which is that it, on the next day. And that's a remez that Haman, was hung on the day after Pesach. Now it's fascinating, it's an interesting minhag. Also, there's actually a big discussion in the Mefarshim on the Gemara, what were the 2 days of the parties that Esther had with Ahasuerush and Haman? Was it Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin? Or was it Tes Vav and Tes Zayin? There are different pshatim in the Mefarshim. This minhag is assuming that the two parties were Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. Then the Shulchan Aruch tells you that the rest of Chol HaMoed, you daven your regular weekday davenings, except you add in Yal V'Yavo. And if you don't say, you have to go back. If you don't say Yal V'Yavo on Chol HaMoed, you have to go back and daven again. You also mention Yal V'Yavo in benching, but if you don't say, you don't have to go back. Since there's no Chiyuv Suda on Chol HaMoed, the person can eat other foods, so then, not just Afka HaMotzi, so then you don't have to go back. For all of Pesach, when you daven Musaf, you mention the Korbanos, and you say V'kraf Demola, it's the same parsha of, you say the same Korbanos carbon for every day of Pesach in the Tfilos Musaf of Yom Tov, because on Pesach the Korbanos didn't change. On Sukkot the Korbanos changed every day. So every day you say a different parsha from the Chumash in Tfilos Musaf. But on Pesach, the Korbanos Musaf were the same all 7 days of Pesach, and therefore you say the same thing in the Tfilos Musaf. Oh. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes, all the days of Chol HaMoed and the last 2 days of Yom Tov, you say Hallel B'Diluk. You don't say the full Hallel, just like on Rosh Chodesh. This is not like Sukkot. On Sukkot, you say Hallel Shalem on all 7 days of, on all the 7 days of Sukkot, plus Shmini Atzeres, obviously it's Hallel Shalem. But Pesach is different. Oh, why is Pesach different? So here, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a reason that's found in the Beis Yosef. On the seventh day of Pesach, the Mitzrim drowned, and the Medrash says the Malachim wanted to say Shira, and Hashem said, Shira, my Shira Tovim Bayom, my handiwork, they're drowning, the human beings are drowning in the Yamsuf. And you want to say Shira? So therefore, we tone down the Hallel of the seventh day of Pesach, and we don't say Hallel Shalom, we say just the Chatzi Hallel, we skip parts of the Hallel. And once we're not saying Hallel, full Hallel on the last day of Pesach, we don't want Chol HaMoed to be, in a sense, better than the last day of Yom Tov, so we don't say Hallel Shalom on Chol HaMoed either. That's the reason the Mishnah Berurah quotes here. Now, it's interesting, that's not the Gemara's reason. And the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Gemara in Erchin and Daf Yud, quotes a different reason. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it later on in Siman Tov Reish Mem Daled. The Gemara in Erchin says that sits on Sukkot. Every day of Yom Tov has a different carbon. Therefore, each day is like a Yom Tov B'ifnei Atzmo, a separate day of Yom Tov. Each day is considered a separate day of Yom Tov, so it gets a full hallel. But on Pesach, when every day the Korbanos are the same, then it's not considered a new day of Yom Tov. A new Yom Tov should be the Atzmo, and it doesn't get a full challah.
So indeed, the Mefarshim discuss, why are there two reasons?
The Gemara's reason is should be enough. Why does the Medrash add the other reason? So the standard answer given, it's quoted in the Art Scroll on Erechin 10b, footnote 3, is that there are really two reasons why one would have to stay challah. One is, Mitzad is celebrating the Yom Tov. So there, the Gemara explains that since the other days of Pesach, the Korbanos are the same, the Korbanos Musaf are the same, so therefore, as far as the Yom Tov goes, it doesn't warrant a separate challah. It's not considered a separate, a distinct Yom Tov. But there's another reason it's a challah, and that is to celebrate the praise Hashem for the miracle that happened, for the Nisim. The Gemara says that later. And obviously, the Shavuot Pesach was the Nes of Kriyas Yam Suf. Oh, so why don't we say Hallel for that reason? Oh, so for that, the Medrash says, that's because of Ma'is Yodai Tovim Bayam, and we don't say Hallel for the miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf. Oh, so that's why we have two reasons for not saying the full Hallel on the last 6 days of Pesach.
In Se'if Hey, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara, the memory device, the mnemonic that Abaye used to explain what to lane on the 8 days of Pesach. Mishach Torah, draw forth the bull. Kadesh Bekaspa, sanctify with money. Pisol B'midbara, chisel in the desert. And Shalach Buchra, and send forth the firstborn. So those eight words hint to the laning of the 8 days of Pesach.
The word Mashach refers to Mishchu B'Klu, you read on the first day of Pesach. Torah is a Remez hint to Shor U'Chesev on the second day of Pesach. Kadesh is Kadesh Rikol B'Chor. Kaspa is in Kesef Talveh. Pesol is Psol Lecha. Bamidbar is Vaidar B'Shem B'Midbar Sinai. That's in Bamidbar Perek Tes. Shalach, of course, is you read Parshas B'Shalach, Kriyas Yamsuf. And the eighth day you read Kol B'chor, Bukhra. The Shulchan Aruch says that when Pesach falls out on Thursday, so then the third day of Pesach is Shabbos, so on Shabbos you read the Parsha of Re'atah Omer Eli. Oh. Why? Because Itaka mentioned Shabbos. So and then you switch to and then Sifav. B'chol yamei chol amoyd shnei yamim tov me'achronim korin v'sefer sheni b'kabanos musaf and shebe pinchas. So on all the days of chol amoyd, you have a second sefer Torah, and you read Revi'i the kabanos from parshas Pinchas, and you start from v'kraftem. Oh, so you think of two sefer Torah, three aliyahs for the first Torah, and the fourth aliyah is from the second Torah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein omim kaddish arachar shakar revi. You don't say kaddish till you finish the revi from the second sefer Torah. Why? Shenishma minyan akrim, that you finish the official number of people. It's not haftor. It's not maftir. It's the fourth aliyah. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you finish the six aliyahs or the seven aliyahs. Then you have haftor maftir separately. So then you say kaddish after the first sefer Torah. But here, where the second sefer Torah is just revi, it's not a separate laning of maftir, you don't say Kaddish until you finish all four aliyahs. Okay, we'll stop here.